The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. Great. Great. Wow. If someone on YouTube joining from Kuala Lumpur, good morning. We are definitely very international in happy hour. So hi everyone. Hi, welcome. I've missed you. The past couple of happy hours, been traveling, so happy to join you, see you, dear Sangha. So I was thinking for today, it's Friday, July 1st, 2022. It's officially summer. And for those in the United States, it's the beginning of the 4th of July weekend, though, which is a long weekend. Monday is a holiday, is Independence Day. And I thought maybe, given that it's both a Friday and also the theme of this weekend, or this celebration anyway, and any excuse to bring some interdependence in. So I wanted to give it some guidance with metta, with both finding refuge, metta as refuge, because it's kind of the end. Well, it's the end of a long week, or maybe it's Saturday morning already for those of you joining from the international time zones. Both sense of quieting a metta as refuge, and also as a refuge and this acknowledgement of sense of interdependence, metta as an acknowledgement of our interdependence, that our lives depend on each other, on kindness of strangers. Our lives depend on kindness of strangers, and everybody else's life depends on that too. So, you know, there's a sense of, say, if you're walking down the street, you know, you smile at your neighbors, perhaps, or you walk out of the way, or you're kind, or when you're driving, we are depending on the other drivers. We're trusting that they're not going to veer into our lane. That's, so there's all this trust. You can think of it as kindness. You can think of it as metta. You can think of it as just general decency, general goodness. Our lives are really interdependent every single moment in so many ways. So, and also metta as refuge, as taking refuge. So we'll start tonight with quieting the heart, quieting the mind, coming to center, taking refuge in the body with the breath. And then I'd like to make some invitations about exploring sense of interdependence. As metta, as an appreciation of interdependence of what we receive and what we give, this web of kindness that we are a part of, whether or not we acknowledge it, we are a part of it. So let's acknowledge it. All right. So let's begin. Let's settle in our seats, begin meditating together, see what your body needs to be comfortable for the next 30 minutes. You can lie down, you can be standing or sitting, any posture that works for you. And arriving in your seat. And just acknowledging whatever is here in this moment. Greeting whatever is present. Opening the door of your heart, the home of your heart, to whatever is present. Could be fatigue. You may be tired at the end of a long week, or maybe you're excited, opening up to that too. Whatever is present, It's relaxing, relaxing, softening. Imagine you're sitting in the middle of a cottage with lots of doors and windows. You're sitting in an easy chair in the middle of this cottage, the most comfortable chair you can imagine. Ah, relaxing, allowing all the visitors who are here to come and be here. You don't get up from your comfortable seat and walk away with them. Not distracted, but you let them be. You don't shut the door or the windows. It's okay. They can be. They're already here knocking on the door. Fatigue, maybe restlessness, sadness, joy, excitement, whatever there is. Whatever there is. Gratitude, delight. Resting more deeply in your easy chair. Turning the attention into the body. Letting all the guests be. No need to spend energy to keep the doors shut or to kick them out. It can be, and you can be at ease. Even if there is lack of ease, we can still be at ease with lack of ease. It is possible. So let there be ease. Let there be ease. Letting the breath move through your body. And releasing. The breath helps release all the tightness. Shoulders, neck, forehead, jaw, face, chest. Sit bones, legs, arms, hands. The breath moving through and with each out breath. Releasing, sinking more deeply into your easy chair. If thoughts arise in this moment, softly, gently let them be released. As you take refuge, enjoying just being here in your easy chair. Taking comfort. In rest. Stillness of the body that invites the mind to be still. So let the body be at rest, not moving. Let the body be still, inviting the mind to be still. Letting the breath. In breath and the out breath. Massage. Comfort the body, the heart, soothing, stilling this breath, this precious breath. And as we rest in this proverbial, this imaginal easy chair, taking refuge in the stillness of this moment, also consider that we're taking refuge in kindness that has supported us, kindness of friends, family, strangers, teachers, so many people, especially when times are hard. One appreciates kindness, compassion, a lending hand, even more. So in this moment, as if your easy chair, there is this blanket that's holding you, as if you've been, as if collectively, through the history of how you've got here to this point in your life, this imaginal blanket has been touched by so many. It's holding you now. It's not a time to think about all the ways that people were not kind. We have choice as to what we turn our attention to. And in this moment, for the benefit of our own heart and mind and cultivation, let us turn, let us open our heart to appreciating the goodness in our life. Metta, kindness, goodwill as refuge, as solace. You might even remember an occasion recently where you felt supported. You are feeling supported. Maybe by just someone's presence in the world, their kindness, their care for you, you feel supported. Or you have felt supported in the past. Metta, kindness, goodwill as refuge for the heart, soothing balm. Maybe feel yourself held as you are resting in your easy chair. Maybe there is a circle of benefactors. Circle of benefactors, friends, family, loved ones, past, present. In your mind, as you're resting, they're just holding you with their gaze, or however ways are comfortable for you to imagine. People who have touched your life. Maybe transformed your life. By their kindness or support. Maybe what they've written or what they've said, what they've taught, what they've symbolized for you. What they've done. And consider that by acknowledging all the gifts of metta, kindness, that you've received and keep receiving, it actually makes you stronger. It makes your heart more full. It's not a sign of weakness to receive kindness. It actually makes your heart full. It charges your energy. It charges your battery. So that you can give to others. As you have given to others. So let yourself enjoy receiving. Acknowledging the receipt. The receiving of metta with each breath. Now, if you like, can also consider that in this circle of benefactors, friends, loved ones, teachers, etc., that actually, just as you've received gifts of kindness, care from them, they too have received gifts from you. That they are grateful for your presence in the world. Maybe bringing a few people to mind where it's easy and let yourself feel their appreciation. This giving and receiving of care, goodness, metta. How you have impacted their lives. Let yourself appreciate or be appreciated through their eyes. Let yourself feel your own goodness unabashedly. And also maybe allowing yourself to feel, maybe you've had simple interactions today, yesterday. Past week or month with near strangers. Maybe they've been courteous, kind, friendly. Maybe so have you. You've given them a compliment or you've been patient. You gave someone the right of way. Just simple acts of kindness. Just simple. It doesn't have to be grand. You didn't honk, say, where would have been easy for you to do so. And appreciating these simple acts of kindness exchanged, goodwill exchanged. little acts of service. Allowing yourself to appreciate the magnitude of so many small interactions that have friendliness, goodwill in them. So many. Metta is not that complicated. As many of you have said here, at happy hour. Simple goodwill, kindness, friendliness. So much that we can easily miss it, the water we swim in. This web of interconnection that we are a part of. So many little acts of kindness throughout the day, throughout life, our lives and everyone's. Deep sense of interdependence. At the core of our being, core of our existence. And we can play our part with grace. In this web with kindness. As our battery, the battery of our heart, gets charged through kindness of others, we can charge the battery of others. It's self-generating. Let yourself take the next few minutes to appreciate kindness coming and going in this web. You as the recipient, as the giver, with agency in this network of interdependence. We are so deeply interconnected, interdependent with one another in ways we can't even conceive. So let us be a node in this web. That spreads kindness. Let it spread through the web. As we receive it, let's appreciate the goodness and share our goodness. The whole world. And as we bring this practice session to a close, imagining that we share with this connected, deeply interconnected web graph. We send out our kindness, our goodness, our friendliness. In our heart, in our minds, in our speech, in our actions, as much as possible. And may our intentions, actions, words serve our own awakening, our own freedom, our own happiness, and those of all beings everywhere to whom we are deeply interconnected. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you, friends, for your practice. So we have a few minutes for reflections, questions, comments. I changed the chat settings. You can share your reflections in chat if you like. If it's sent to everyone, I'll read your name. If it's just sent to me privately, I won't read your name, just your reflection. You can also raise your hand if you like. And the invitation is to share your reflection, what came up for you. An aha moment or a challenge, anything is fine, as a gift to others. May it serve. May your aha moment or question be of service to others. So that's the spirit in which you're invited if you wish to share. And as I wait for your reflections, I see reflections from Linnea on YouTube. Says hi from Spokane, and she's happy to be here and just learned that she doesn't have cancer, as she was told by a radiologist 3 months ago. Yay! Linnea is a regular part of Happy Hour. Sometimes she joins here, sometimes on YouTube, sometimes on Zoom. Yay! And these weekly meditations helped, as did Nikki's course on death and dying. So much gratitude to you. You're so welcome, Linnea. Yay. And Patinya also says hi from Thailand with gratitude for Happy Hour. Yay. Oh, so much interdependence. Thank you both for sharing your happiness and joy. It makes me happy. Yeah. Any reflections from tonight's meditation on the themes of metta as refuge and then interdependence? Anything that came up for you, anything that opened up? Somebody's trying to raise their hand, but I see they're clapping. Oh, there. Susan, is that you? There you go.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, as you invited us to think of all the acts of kindness, there were just so many, you know, so many interactions. It's really remarkable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was happy that I was kind back during, too, you know. Thought, how was I? And I said, yeah, I was kind back, but really lots and lots of kindness and support on so many levels.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. A sense of awe arises, right? When we notice, when we pay attention. Wow. So much. Yeah. It's beautiful. Thank you. Thanks, Susan. Armando.
Hi. So happy to be here. What I would like to share is that, I mean, I got COVID like 2 days ago. I am in the midst of recovering from it, not fully recovering, like, you know, having fever all the time. And I'm here because I took something to reduce the fever. And I've been trying to use that as an opportunity to, like, you know, do a lot of meditation on just the body and what's happening to the body. And I mean, especially being very thankful to, like, the wonderful thing that, you know, our body is doing, you know, trying to sort of figure out how to, you know, fight COVID, you know, and end up being fine. I wonder if you have some tips on how to use this opportunity to practice, you know, to benefit from that opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you, Armando. Thank you for that question, because there's already so much wisdom in that question itself, using this period as an opportunity, because you're sick anyway. And I'm so sorry to hear that. Glad that your body is dealing with it. And yet it is challenging, as you were saying, having taken some medication and now, with the wisdom in the question that, oh, how can I actually see this? Not just as a bummer and I'm sick and why did this happen, but actually to see it as an opportunity. How can I practice with this? So I'm turning this back at you to see the wisdom in that question, actually just the way you're approaching this period. That way of seeing already opens you up to various ways. So the first thing as I've been saying, is keep seeing it as an opportunity, not necessarily as a bummer or as a pain, like, you know, beating yourself up or other people, like, why did this happen? So that's the first thing. And then practice kindness. Being sick is a fantastic opportunity for practicing kindness towards yourself completely, unabashedly, especially for those for many of us, it's hard to be kind towards, it's easier to be kind to others and take care of them instead of being kind to yourself. But when you are sick yourself, you're like a sick child. You know, when children are sick, it's like, well, they're so vulnerable. So seeing, holding yourself like a sick child, like, oh, sweetheart, oh dear, you have a fever or not feeling well. You don't push yourself. You're completely kind to yourself. So learning how to be very, very kind. And in fact, and then one can also learn not to over effort, because the body can't over effort when you're sick. So learning that balance of how can you be with just the symptoms, what's arising, the suffering, the pain, the discomfort, how can you open in the midst of it and have ease with lack of ease? So that's the koan I'm going to give you to work with. How can you have ease with lack of ease? Is that enough for now, Armando?
Yes, thank you so much. Very helpful.
Great.
Really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks for the question. A couple of reflections, and we go into groups. Aurora says, I just really saw how easily I overlook all the kind sweetness in a day. I focus on self-metta and don't see, wow, I'm being blessed. Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you, Aura. Wow, I'm being blessed. That moves me. That moves me. Your words are beautiful. Thank you, Aura. And Adam says, grateful for all the kindness I'm receiving during the last few weeks during which I've been going through some medical issues. People at work, people in the hospital, my family, my wife especially. Yeah. Thank you, Adam. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. All the kindness, so much kindness, so much kindness. Yeah. Yeah. And another question from EC, how soon I can try to meditate without using any guidance? I've been meditating for the past 6 months. Thanks, Nikki. Oh, you can try, you know, you can, it's not how soon or how late, you can just try, you know, have some guidance for a while, or maybe some sessions not have guidance. There's no, and some people use guidance all the time and some people don't use guidance at all. So just see what works for you. There's no right or wrong. Just see what's supportive to you. You will know. Well, you'll know when the time is right and your heart and mind would want some silence or quiet and easy. So there's no right or wrong. Just listen to your inner wisdom on that. So, dear friends, let's turn to practicing together in small groups. And I'll make groups of roughly size 3. And the invitation, as always, is to share from your own experience as little or as much as you like. And you can say pass, you can hold silence, kind silence. Just appreciate the kindness, the simple kindness in the group. So I'm going to create the rooms. I see your message, the one who sent me. Yes, we'll talk. Let's see, doing so many things at the same time here. Okay, so I'm going to create the rooms and I'm going to do something different here. Let's see. Return to main session at any time automatically. Okay, so you're going to go into a room. So you'll have, from now on, you'll actually choose to go into a room instead of automatically being sucked into a room. So that's going to change a little bit the way you've been doing things. Oops, wait, I need to recreate the rooms. Hold on. Da, 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 da. Taking a while. All right, here we go. Rooms created, and I'm going to open the rooms. Here we go. Okay. Hi, everyone. I think some groups aren't back yet. I think I closed the rooms a little too late. it's already 7. Oh, well, things happen. So let's wait for a moment for everyone to get back. I think I gave the warning or the alert that rooms are closing and then didn't actually close them. But another 15 seconds and everybody will be back so that we'll have closure together. So, okay, now I think everybody's back. Yes, everybody's back now. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Thank you for your practice, for supporting each other, supporting yourself in this cultivation. Just so beautiful. Ah. Oh. Really, a sense of interdependence and cultivating kindness together is so present for me right now, even though I was not in groups with you, but I see your smiles as you come out of the groups, even your sense of presence. So thank you. Thank you all for your practice. And let's dedicate the merit, the goodness of our practice together to all beings, including ourselves. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you, friends. Now I stop the